Welcome everybody to Dive Deep. We are glad you're joining us as we discuss aspects of this past week's topic that we didn't get a chance to explore during the message. Our goal is to help you deepen your relationship with God and live out your faith in ways that change the community around you. Joining me today is Pastor Arley. Welcome, Pastor Arley.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. And this past week, we really discussed baptism and just the importance of it and the significance of it. And I know we've had a number of responses of individuals wanting to be baptized.
Cool.
And I wonder oftentimes, you know, what might be a holdup for somebody wanting to get baptized?
I think that's a great question. And I think that that's why I don't remember ever having a full sermon on baptism, you know. So that's why I've kind of liked the topics that we've been hitting on lately in Core 52. Because they've forced us to kind of talk about specific things that you just probably wouldn't have ordinarily. I think that depending on what your background and where you come from in your own faith journey, if you, for example, were unchurched and you didn't have basically a faith background, you came to know Christ, and unless you heard a sermon or a message on it, talking about it being a command and not necessarily an option, I don't know that you would say, sign me up. Because, I mean, like maybe you would see a baptismal service and you'd go, that's really nice. And then you would see another one and you go, wow, that's really great to hear how God works in people's lives. But you still don't feel like I need to do that. Until you actually hear, it's a command.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you need to do this. So when you hear that, then you start thinking differently. Well, you could be several years down the road before all this kind of starts to click. Now, if you grew up in a church setting, and let's say Lutheran or Catholic, they're predominantly look at baptism at infant baptism.
Right.
And so that whole idea of believer's baptism, they think, that's kind of weird. Like, why do they do that? Like, you know, weren't they baptized as children? So there's an understanding piece that is not there. And so then, and maybe even if you grew up in a religious setting and you just never really witnessed it and never saw it. So I think there's a lot of people who have really come to faith at an earlier stage in their lives, but here they are years and years later, and they're thinking, I wonder if I should be baptized.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they heard through this sermon and this message, yes, you should be, even if you've waited for a long time. Yeah. Don't miss that opportunity. Make sure that you do that.
Right. And I think maybe for individuals that would find themselves in that situation, it must be hard to say, you know, hey, I'm a mature Christian. I've been walking this for a long time, and now I'm feeling this prompt to be baptized. It's got to be difficult to kind of overcome a little bit of the pride and say, yep, this is a step I should take. What would your encouragement be to them?
Well, you know, and I've had people ask, like, should you be baptized more than once? And I would say, like, where are you in your faith journey? And when did it start? And, like, if you have a meaningful baptism and you've continued to walk by faith in your spiritual journey— no, you don't need to be baptized again. However, if, let's say you had a break, like you got baptized when you were an early teen or a young person, and then you had a break in your walk, in your faith, and you really have just come back to Christ, I've had people that have said, I kind of feel like I should be baptized again. And I would have them describe that, and I would say, you know, it sounds like to me this is like a fresh new beginning for you. Go for it. I think you should, because you already are feeling this impulse. And I'm sure that's the Spirit drawing you to kind of think that way. Then, you know, there are others who just never did and they're saying the same. And I'm saying, you know, it doesn't really matter where you came to faith. The idea is that somehow God's Spirit is drawing you to this point. So I think you should go for it too. Now, I don't think one needs to do this. I talked to one person and they said, I was baptized as an infant and then I was in youth group and I was baptized in the Baptist church. Then I went to another church and I was baptized there. Then I said, oh, yeah, okay, you don't need any more baptism. You got plenty.
Got it.
I'm sure it took at one of those times. So I don't feel just because you become a part of this church or another church that you need to. It's really a relationship with Christ, and it's not a relationship so much with the church.
Yeah.
Now, I do feel that, you know, for those who are baptized, yeah, it's kind of a connection to that local church, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like they're celebrating it with you and excited to be a part of your spiritual journey, so it gives them some ownership. Mm-hmm. But I definitely would not say people need to encounter that just because they become part of a new church.
Right,
sure. I don't think that at all.
And I would imagine for some, there might be a little hesitancy just not knowing the process or what's going to go on. So I can clarify that quickly. Just, you know, when you either text baptized to 88202 or just send an email.
Just the word baptize.
Correct.
Not baptism.
Right.
Baptize. Because if you sent baptism, it went to some Rock City church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't
Which,
come to us.
Which, I mean, is...
Hello.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough baptism, a long commute.
Yeah. Right. So just remember, it's baptize 88202.
Yep. Okay. And that'll come into us, and we'll get in touch with you. We'll reach out, and we'll start a conversation and get you connected with myself or Pastor Mike, and we'll start walking you through that process. And it's just you sit down and have a meeting with us so we can understand where you're at in your faith journey and why you're feeling that this step is the next step for you, and we'll encourage you through that. And then we'll coordinate getting your video testimony shot, and Cameron's here recording us now, and he records those baptism mm-hmm. videos. He does a great job with that.
Absolutely. If you're wonderful.
If you're nervous right. that it won't come out well,
right. it does.
He works magic.
Right. Yes. Yes. Poof. So, just like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll you know, get you all prepared for the day with instructions, and we walk you through that entire day. Mm-hmm. And really hope that you can plan for that day to be a celebration mm-hmm. and invite people and get them there to witness. And
the great thing is mm-hmm. that it's that one opportunity where people, even if they're not believers or they have no affiliation with church or anything, they'll come and support you.
Yeah.
And they'll say, oh, okay. And right at that point, you are giving testimony of your personal faith. Like maybe you wanted to witness to all your friends, but you didn't know how. Boom, here it is.
Yeah.
You just invite them to your baptism and there you go. So it's an awesome, awesome opportunity.
Yeah. And plan for like a celebration lunch or something afterwards yeah. with them all that yeah. you can get some downtime to just
sure.
be with them together and talk and have
cool
some conversation. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what was your baptism story?
It's funny. I did have a baptism, and it was just kind of early on. I guess I wish I would have understood maybe more significance mm-hmm. before. It's kind of like I feel like I got ripped off for premarital counseling. I feel like I got ripped off in a lot of these places mm-hmm. because premarital counseling, we went and I was 28, she was 24. So the pastor said, oh, you guys all know this stuff. I don't need to go into that. Mm-hmm. Well, he did need mm-hmm. to go into it. I sure wish he would have, both of us do. it could have made life a whole lot easier for us. Right. We had to struggle through those things ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think that the same thing with my baptism. Now, I was baptized in the River Jordan. I remember that mm-hmm. really significantly. Mm. It was like, wow, what a great opportunity. And it was very powerful. And that just because, you know, you felt like you were walking in Jesus' steps and you were following exactly. And that was very powerful. I had the opportunity of baptizing Sharon in the River Jordan this last time when we went on our trip, and 32 others. Mm. I don't get that opportunity too much anymore because I just don't feel, it's one of those things I feel like I need to pass and to let other pastors carry that kind of responsibility. So I was really hoggish, and I baptized every one of them in Israel. I wasn't giving it up. and I would do the same this next time we go.
Yeah.
Well, it's just an important thing. I did have a question that came up, and I thought this was interesting.
Yeah.
In Scripture, it says, you know, in Matthew 28, when Jesus spoke to his disciples, he said the command that you would go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Then Peter in Acts 2 says, baptizing them in the name of Jesus. Mm. Is it different?
Oh, okay. That is interesting.
Uh-huh. So we had some good...
What are your thoughts on that?
Maybe I should let everybody figure that out.
Oh, okay. I like that. Talk about it with your core groups, your friends, or neighbor.
Is there a conflict and is there a problem? And in the method of how one is baptized, you know, some people... They dunk three times forward.
Really? I have not seen that. Now, I've seen some crazy Russian baptisms of babies. I'm sure you saw that too.
Yes, they dunk the baby in. That's crazy. Yeah, no, this is adult believers' baptisms.
Okay.
There are those who believe three times forward as in dunking in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That makes sense now.
So they keep going. And there are others who don't do immersion, and you know that would be their pathway. So it's just kind of interesting, the differences. Now there is, and this is one of the things I talked about, a great importance of the Trinity and making sure we're understanding and supporting that in our doctrinal belief system. And there is a group that only believes in Jesus only. And so they would not believe in the Trinity. They would believe in all of those forms are in one person, Jesus.
Okay.
And so they would say, unless you've been baptized in Jesus' name, you haven't really been baptized.
Right.
So then I would go probably Philippians 2. There's no other name given under heaven under which we might be saved. And at that name, every knee will bow. You know, talking about the greatest name of all, we know the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. We only have really one name. That we can acknowledge, and that is the Son.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel whenever we have scripture that is in different perspectives and seems to be in conflict, there's never a conflict. It's a conflict in our understanding, not in scripture. And so when we look at the name of Jesus or we look in the Father, Son, Spirit, there's obviously the significance of putting those together. Jesus said... The Father, Son, and Spirit. Peter said the name of Jesus. I don't have any conflict with either of those as long as your understanding is the triune God.
Absolutely.
So,
and baptism is such a sacred and special
step.
Yeah, it really is.
A sacrament.
Yeah. Just real quickly to wrap us up, how's that different from a symbol? Yeah.
Really, two sacraments in Scripture that we recognize, and that's communion and baptism. And obviously, communion is encountered multiple times. Baptism, not necessary. Someone asked me about washing feet. And is that like, shouldn't we be doing that if that's a command? And I said, well, it's not exactly a command in the same way. Because when he talks about washing feet, he said, I want you to do like this. Well, like this doesn't mean do this.
Right.
It means something, it means servant. So we should be a servant to all. So the really only two sacraments are those two, communion and baptism. They're a symbol, but they're more than a symbol. They're a very sacred opportunity of union with Christ when we, encounter both of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for your time today, Pastor Arley. And thank you for hanging out with us on CWC Dive Deep. Again, if you're feeling led to the step of baptism, just text BAPTIZE to 88202. BAPTIZE. And we'll start that conversation with you. And if you valued your time that you spent here today, join our mission to invest in others by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast wherever you're listening. And we'll be back next Monday as we continue our series Built for Action. And if you've missed past episodes, check those out at cwc.life. Have a great week.